Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted to have you with us today as once again we face the issues. I pray that you look forward to this broadcast each and every day. It is my prayer also that you will call others, invite them to tune in and listen. And it is my prayer further that as you hear the broadcast, it will cause you to have a deeper passion for studying the Word. See what the Word of God says. You see, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalm 71:1, it says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put in confusion." And then in Psalm 62:7 and 8, "In God is my salvation and my rock, my glory. The rock of my strength and refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times. Yea, ye people, pour out your hearts before God. God is a refuge to us." May I remind us that that ought to be our recognition, that we trust in God, and that God's given us not a spirit of fear, but a power and a sound mind. And so as we study the Scripture, truth is what we ought to be seeking. We need to, as we hear these newsreels 24/7 with the Communist Network News and other fake news media, we need to recognize that we can't put our faith and trust in the media. We can't put our faith and trust in man. We need to have wisdom from on high. And the Bible says in James chapter 1 and in verse 5 that if we ask for wisdom, God is willing and able to provide liberally the wisdom from on high. And then in James chapter 3 and verse 15, it says that the wisdom of the world is earthly, sensual, and demonic. And yet I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the overwhelming majority of what we see taking place today in America by the coronavirus and all of the tentacles from that, I believe we're seeing earthly wisdom, which is sensual and demonic, according to my Bible. Now, you can choose not to believe that as you like. I happen to believe what the Bible says. In fact, the Bible is the source book for truth. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." It's truth that we ought to be seeking, ladies and gentlemen, not listening blindly to what the socialists say, not listening blindly to what the network news is telling us 24/7, bringing about hysteria, panic, chaos, confusion, calamity, darkness, destruction, devastation. We need not be focusing on that. We need to focus on finding the truth. Seeking the truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then Jesus further identifies it when he says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." But ladies and gentlemen, George Orwell, said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it." And that's exactly what we see taking place in our society today. We have the media exposing untruth, talking about, detailing, whining about that which is fabrications and phony to cause you and to cause me to believe that demonic lie that's being carried out even today. Ladies and gentlemen, we must realize where the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, "Even him," speaking of the Antichrist, "whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders." We're seeing the stage being set today, ladies and gentlemen, for the eschatological truth of what God is going to be doing after the rapture of the church. You see, the next thing on the calendar of God, eschatologically speaking, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture, the sudden seizure, the snatching out of the bride of Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18 is the classic text in all of the Bible about the rapture of the church. Immediately following the rapture of the church, there will be the stepping on the scene of the Antichrist, the one that the Bible calls the man of sin, the lawless one, that will come into power, and he will rule and reign with major power. In fact, in Daniel chapter 8, verse 23, 24, and 25, it tells us that the Antichrist will even be able to change the laws of worship and the laws of the land in general, that the Antichrist will modify, modulate, and change and take away the rights and the privileges of all of society. And we see the precursors of these biblical prophetic texts taking place today. This is the reason we need to learn the truth. It was John Huss that said that we need to faithfully search for truth. He was a 15th century theologian and church reformer, and he said it this way: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I pray that that will become your motto, your challenge, your mindset. That is to seek the truth, listen to the truth. If you're listening to CNN, you're not listening to truth. If you're listening to Dr. Fauci, you're not listening to truth. If you're listening to Bill Gates, you're not listening to truth. If you're listening to Joe Biden, you're not listening to truth. If you're listening to the Clintons and the Clinton machine, you're not listening to truth. We need to listen to and learn the truth. John Huss had said, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And may that be our challenge today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment like Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about professional landscape lawn care and the homeowner's lawn care equipment, as well as the lines of power backup equipment for the preparedness for hurricanes. So Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You can find the location. It's highly identifiable. It's located at the base of the gigantic flag, where you see the flag flowing at I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, with that huge, huge American flag flowing that should cause encouragement and joy in the hearts and the lives of each one that passes by. The base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, Big Brother's watching. Police state. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. Don't know if you're aware of it. Don't know if you're familiar with it. Don't know if you've read anything about it. But ladies and gentlemen, we're aware of the fact that Big Brother is ever watching in China. China is the world's leader in artificial intelligence. China is the world's leader, as far as a nation is concerned, with extensive total surveillance system that surveils all of humanity. There's not a movement that takes place in China. This is the reason, also, by the way, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if we had an opportunity to go in with CDC and or our officials in America to go in and try to seek to find the truth in relationship to the origin of the pandemic that we're now facing called the coronavirus, there would be a treasure trove of video footage, if they have not already destroyed it, that will validate the truth of what took place. And we've talked about that time and time again on this broadcast. We're being lied to by China. As a result of that, World Health Organization has lied to us. As a result of that, people like Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx have all been carrying the water for Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that has an ulterior motive in what they're doing and what they're attempting to do in America today. But Big Brother is watching all over China. It is a full surveillance system. Every person, everyone, is watched via camera. China's system of surveillance is 24/7. It's not just because of the pandemic. It's not just because of the virus. It's not just because of a thing or two that may have taken place. Their system, their camera system, scans every human being. It doesn't make any difference if you're walking out of your home or if you're walking down the street, you're coming out of a store, or you're walking down an alley. Wherever you are on the face of the globe in China, you're being watched 24/7. It is a big brother police state as no other nation on the face of the globe. Every eye is scanned. They have the iris scanner that up to 4,000 feet from the individual, their cameras can scan the iris, goes through their data bank to determine if, and it's facial recognition is what it's called, artificial intelligence, facial recognition, and it can determine who you are. Their system knows where you live, where you work, whether or not you're obedient to the rules and the regulations, so-called laws for the state nation of China. Their system, their cameras will scan the eye, and that eye scan is good for facial recognition up to 4,000 feet from you. In fact, some of the police officers are armed with what they call facial recognition cameras attached to a pair of what would be viewed from the outside as eyeglasses, so that as they look down the alleyway, as they look across the street, as they watch at the intersections, they can tell who is missing the boat, who is not following the rules and regulations. Even if you're jaywalking, you are being watched in the nation of China today. The Big Brother system is watching, regardless of what street, regardless of what home, regardless of the value, regardless of your circumstances in economic circumstances in China, you're still watched. It is a Big Brother surveillance police state. They want to make sure that you're carrying out the rules and the regulations and the laws. And you'll not be able to buy. Listen, this is in effect. This is not hypothetical. This is not Orwellian philosophy and ideology. This is not something that we need to think of as being a conspiracy theory. This is facts, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm setting the stage in this elongated monologue to talk about what we're doing in America today. We're following the same pattern, the same procedure, the same process, the same protocol that is presently in vogue in China and has been for years and years. It's Big Brother watching. It's the police state that is watching. And I'm concerned about it, ladies. Perhaps you say, well, why would a pastor, preacher, teacher, theologian be concerned about these things in China? Because we're seeing it migrating into America today. And the first thing that is under scrutiny, the first thing that is taken away, is our religious liberties and the freedom of speech that they have none in China today. And it's being monitored. Ladies and gentlemen, in China, if you are not obedient to the rules and the regulations, if you're not obedient and the cameras are ever watching, Big Brother's eye is on you, it's a police state, if you disobey in any fashion, your social credit reward system is dinged. They have what's called a social credit system in China. It is a reward system. That reward system is on the basis that if you're a good man, good woman, good boy, good girl, if you obey their Big Brother ever-watching rules and regulations, you will be able to buy a car, rent an apartment. You'll be able to make application to be approved to go to a university or a college, a system of higher education, higher learning. If you are a good person, a good citizen, obeying the ever-watching eye of Big Brother, then as a result of that, you will be able to have privileges in China that others do not have. But ladies and gentlemen, if you do not follow the rules and the regulations, the guidelines, if they're watching and you're not obeying their every whim and wish for you as a citizen, your social credit score goes down. And if it goes down, then you are disallowed, and you cannot buy a car, cannot rent a car. You're not allowed to go to med school or doctor, medical school of any type. You're not allowed to go to college, university. You're not allowed to buy or sell or to rent an apartment in the nation of China. That is, ladies and gentlemen, the system that is there now. Here's an article that says, this new coronavirus spy drone will make sure you stay at home. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what is happening in China. The article says, China's vast surveillance industry fuels the biggest and boldest experiment in population monitoring and control the world has ever witnessed. Whether it's trivial disobeyment or facial recognition to enforce jaywalking, it is all driving citizens in their scoring based on acceptable behaviors or the dystrophian regime. China's security and surveillance giants have real-world laboratories to conduct this research and hone their technologies that is not available anywhere else in the world. Further, the article says, let's face it, where else would you find phone tracking and facial recognition used at a vast scale to monitor millions upon millions of citizens? Loading software onto smartphones that dictates whether they should be quarantined or allowed into subways, malls, or in public spaces. Ladies and gentlemen, those that do not obey the rules and the regulations of people control by Big Brother watching, by the police state, then you will not even be able to go into malls and shopping centers and be free to get on the subways and travel. Further, the article says when it comes to drones, there's no shortage in China. The country's electronic hub supplies as many as 70% of the world's civilian drones, and most of these used industrially in China. The government has adapted a co-opted industrial drone to help ensure that an estimated 50 million residents are kept home and indoors across a dozen cities. Those industrial use cases have become a billion-dollar industry. Further, the article says, the vehicles have thermal sensors, high-definition zoom lenses, loudspeakers, and chemical spray jets, which will come in full force upon you. And the article is about a five-page article, very, very important article, because it gives the historical overview of what's happening in China, ladies and gentlemen, with the spy system, with the telephone, with the camera system, and also the drone system that's being flown all over the nation of China. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the panic and hysteria and the fear that's generated by the corona pandemic in America that is allowing the American system, it's allowing the citizens in America to embrace and approve and not be fearful of the same system in America. We're watching the increasing number of cities and states and counties and municipalities that's adopting a drone type system to watch from the sky. In fact, here's an article that says the title of it, as Big Brother expands the government drones now tracking Americans' body temperature without permission at all. It says the concept of drones tracking Americans during a pandemic, scolding them and taking their body temperature without permission is something out of a dystopian scientific fiction universe. Blessedly, because we don't have enough to worry about this panic springtime, police are making that vision a reality for all of us. Goes on to talk about in Volusia County, Florida, the home of Daytona Beach and popular tourist destination. The sheriff's office has more than a dozen drones that it can put into the air to make sure that people are practicing social distancing. This is the voice will say, this is the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. Please adhere to social distancing guidelines. The drone will scream from its loudspeaker as it flies over you. With the drones, Chitwood, that's the sheriff, said that they could break up gatherings without having to risk police officers getting near a coronavirus case. Quote, we can say, hey, you in the blue shirt, we're watching you. We don't want you to have to send deputies in, so why don't you respect us and follow the guidelines and break up this party, end quote. In Daytona Beach itself, they actually have drones which will take your body's temperature. The article further says, Meridian, Connecticut, the mayor touted the fact that police have launched their drones, which will be used to remind residents of their social distancing order that's in place. Taking the prize for sheer creepiness is Elizabeth, New Jersey, where drones with a recorded message from the mayor talks about, and it screams from the loudspeaker, stop gathering, disperse, go home. will patrol streets and speak to the people wherever they find them gathered together. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding there is a major, major problem in America today that we are allowing it, and we're allowing it based on fear and panic as a result of what we see with the health situation. Here's an article that says, FAA probing anti-COVID drone flying over New York City. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a rogue craft that caused a scene when it flew over the East River Promenade broadcasting a coronavirus warning. Quote, this is the anti-corona 19 volunteer drone task force, said an authoritative robotic voice projecting from the drone as it hovered above the river on April the 5th. Please remain in a social distance and posture at least 6 feet. Please help stop the spread of this virus. Reduce the death toll and help us save lives for your own sake and safety and for your family's safety. Further, the article states deterrent drones elsewhere have surfaced on social media throughout the pandemic. In China, viral footage showed a government aircraft scolding an unmasked woman. An unmasked woman. It's almost ironic. For going out without her face covering. Some cities use drones like Elizabeth, New Jersey. The mayor there announced this would be the month that the drones will be flying all around the city, broadcasting his voice, telling you to stop gathering, disperse, go home. And then it goes on to talk about others that are expanding the drone system across America. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting us to understand is as a result of the coronavirus, as a result of the pandemic, that's proven to be a non-listen, it has proven by scientific numbers today, it's proven that it's a non-threatening virus. It's still deadly. It's still a virus. Non-threatening as to the numbers. I'll talk about it further in the broadcast, but you can take the 2017 virus for the flu, 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020. And all of those years, ladies and gentlemen, the common, if I could call it that, the common flu produced more deaths in America than thus far we've seen from the coronavirus. And yet we've shut America down. We have started the process of the destruction of our Bill of Rights. We've already eviscerated our First and Second Amendment as a result of the law enforcement, Big Brother, the state, local, and federal governments coming into play and taking away our Bill of Rights, the constitutional rights that we're afforded under our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, across America today, cities and counties and states have implemented all kinds of surveillance systems, implemented all kind of things under the guise of controlling the coronavirus. Drones are being flown. Big Brother is watching. The eye in the sky. There are drones with cameras recording every human activity. There are drones that are equipped with sound systems that will scream to you, hey, you in the blue shirt. Hey, you in the red shirt. You're disobeying the law. We're going to send a police officer to write you a ticket or to pick you up and incarcerate you. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. These drones that can take the temperature of a human body will register the temperature ranging from 99 to 105 degrees. And if your temperature reaches the elevated point that they think that you may have the virus, they will send the squad car in. You will be handcuffed, put in the back seat of the squad car. You will be taken to the local hospital where you will be tested. If you are tested as the COVID-19, you will be quarantined for 19 days, whether you want to or not. That's where we've gone in America today, ladies and gentlemen, with this Big Brother, eye in the sky, police state, this country in some way overpowering and destroying and eviscerating our Bill of Rights. And yet multitudes are happy with that. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for talking about unwarranted police state activity with drones. I know that you're probably aware, and I'd like for your listeners to be aware, that the city of Baltimore has a pilot program where they are using surveillance aircraft to photograph and surveil every inch of the city of Baltimore. This has been reported by CBS News. It is, if you were to Google Baltimore and airplane surveillance, you'd be able to find an article to that effect. So the people of the United States, if they want to remain free, now is the time in my opinion, to push back against the overreach of those who consider themselves our betters, who don't understand that they are to be servants of those who are in charge in this country, which is we the people. So thank you for standing up and alerting your audience to the police state tactics that are going on in America today. God bless you and have a wonderful day, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your call. That's a very, very poignant, pointed, absolute on-target statement. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly right. You might ask the question, if you're listening now and you're dubious about what's being said, and you wonder, well, how does this fit into the big picture? What does it do to me? Why should I? Perhaps you're asking the question, ladies and gentlemen, why should I be concerned? If you're a Christian, you need to be majorly concerned, because ladies and gentlemen, if they can do that in a general sense, as they have in China for these years, it takes away the fundamental rights of the human being. If you're being surveilled by Big Brother, you're contravening the Fourth Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the First Amendment, and in our Bill of Rights, that is that which we have, that is the human rights for every citizen of the United States of America, and it will ultimately destroy the freedom of worship. That's already being done, ladies and gentlemen, under the guise of protecting us from ourselves, where churches have been shut down, pastors have been arrested, tickets have been written, people have been put in jail as a result of simply worshiping, whether it's in the pew or in your automobile. That's been taking place in America. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, I failed to do so earlier. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. I'd like to hear your thoughts, your opinion, your impressions on what's happening. Are you for it? Are you against it? Do you believe that we need to say something or do something? Ladies and gentlemen, I happen to believe what the Word of God says. When you study the Scripture and you look at Ezekiel, the third chapter, it is very, very clear in the 16th verse and following, where God had called him to be, that is Ezekiel, to be the watchman on the wall. His commission was given to him, and it came to pass at the end of the 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. Ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, we need to recognize the fact that God's given us his word, and we can see prophetically exactly what God is going to do and how it's going to come out. We need to be warning the world that God's word is settled in heaven and shall not be revised or amended or changed. And we need to recognize that we have this window of opportunity, as our previous caller said, to realize that what is happening and to stand up and to speak up and to be valiant and vigilant and verbal as to our stand and saying to our leadership in America today that it's that which is contravening, that which is countering, that which is eviscerating our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very clear of what is taking place and how we ought to do something in relationship to it. Here's an article that says the coronavirus bill establishes, listen, the coronavirus bill establishes a national surveillance of health care, end quote. An organization that fights health care privacy warns that the emergency relief bill in response to the corona pandemic establishes a nationwide, listen, a nationwide system of surveillance of health care in America. Who gets the medical care, when and for what reason? That's under the eye of the government. It goes on to talk about the one that's the president of the Citizens Council of Health Freedom, says Congress just approved a $500 million for the creation of a nationwide health care surveillance system. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'll break off at this point with this article. We'll pick back up there. But why do you think the health care system of surveillance is being talked about? Why do you think they're talking about every human being in America needs to be tested? Are you going to go in to be tested if you're all right? Are you going to get in your car, drive in, and say, please test me, want to make sure I'm okay? They're going to, at some point in time, as a result of this so-called pandemic being used as the rationale for literally putting us under police power, police state, surveillance system, Big Brother ever watching, they're using that to force everyone to be tested so that somehow, some way, as Dr. Fauci said, everyone needs an immune card, immunization certificate, certification. They'll show that you're free of the virus. That will be simply as in Hitler's day, papers, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue today's Let's Face the Issues.
To learn more, visit conservative.edu.